if you get anything from this episode, I'm not saying you need to go buy a ticket, but I am saying you need to follow these people in this lineup and start learning from them, because they're all content creators. They're all putting out amazing things, and they're all just like me. They give it away for free. If you want them to do it for you, or you want them to coach you or consult you, then you got to pay them. But at the end of the day, we're making real impact by putting it out there and letting people take action on it for the do-it-yourselfers, and then giving you opportunities to do it with us or have us do it for you.
Great experiences build great leaders. Great leaders build great teams. This is Building Great Sales Teams.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Building Great Sales Teams. So glad to have you here. Hopefully again. If not, hopefully again in the future. So we've got a solo episode today. Haven't had a lot of these recently. Been incredibly busy with clients and everything going on. So that's something I'm definitely going to talk about more later in the episode. But first, I wanted to catch you all up on the podcast. You know, we are going to continue to do everything we can to release 2 episodes a week. Ideally, it's going to be 1 guest episode, 1 solo episode. I'm going to schedule that in my calendar so that you guys are able to get that solo episode. I know the mix of the two is what makes the magic work, because I'm incredibly tactical. A lot of times my guests are mindset woo-woo, or, they're giving context to a lot of the things we talk about on this show, and honestly dropping a lot of just general entrepreneurship things that are amazing takeaways that you guys can execute right away in your business. So if I'm putting it on my calendar, it's important to me. And you guys know I've talked about time blocking before. I've talked about the dopamine hit that you guys get whenever you schedule something and then complete that thing that you schedule. Like today, we had a guest episode scheduled to record, but the guest had a change in their business over the last couple of weeks. We scheduled maybe like a month ago, and they decided it probably wouldn't be a good idea to go on to be a guest just yet. And so now I have this time block, so I'm going to go ahead and record a solo episode for you guys, update you on the podcast, and also tell you that I've got a big announcement that I'm pretty excited about. And so one of the things that I've realized, and like I was talking about earlier, is I've been incredibly busy with clients as of late. One of the things I've realized is I'm capping out, right? And so I've been doing this podcast, what's it been, since the beginning of 23? The beginning of 22. So we're a little past 2 years now that I've been doing this. And in the beginning, it was just a podcast about building great sales team. There was no financial intention behind it. You know, I knew I needed to build my machine. I knew a podcast would be part of that, but I was okay with not making money on it, it not being a lead generation tool. And, you know, for the most part, it's not. You know, there's no ads on it, except if I'm doing something myself. And, you know, it rounds out the, my brand, you know, but I don't believe it's where a lot of the leads come from in terms of my consulting clients. So the main thing that I'm doing right now is coaching clients one-on-one. You know, I have fractional CSO services, fractional integrator services, which is beyond building sales teams. This is more building the systems for the business. And so those take up a lot of my time. And then, of course, my one-on-one consulting clients. And so if you guys are in coaching or consulting, you understand the concept of selling time for money. You know, you need to, at some point, you max out on that, and then you have to go to a one-to-many model. You still have your one-on-one clients. You still have your fractional clients. But at some point, if you want to expand and grow the business, you're either going to have to delegate to other consultants to be able to grow the brand as long as they work within your systems, or you're going to have to do one-to-many versus one-to-one, right? And so as part of you know, in 24 deploying more one to many services, I wanted to do an event. And so a lot of people in my space, you know, if you're listening and you're, you know, part of Apex or RBO or SCN now, you know, that I've launched a San Antonio chapter of that, you know that one of the cliche things to do is start a podcast, to post on social media every day, to do webinars, and to write a book and do the events. And so one of the first things I did before I even posted on social media consistently was started a podcast. So I tend to do things backwards, right? You typically write the book and then you do the event. And that is a marketing strategy for someone like me that's a coach and a consultant. And so, but like everything else, I did it backwards. I haven't written the book yet. I just believe so much in strategic application and that you can pull all the information from my podcast and everything. And don't get me wrong, I will write a book eventually. Just not anytime soon. I am all in on this event. So the event that I'm putting together is called Building Great Sales Teams. And if you guys are on YouTube, you can see my page here. And I just want to walk you guys through this real quick to understand, one, why I'm doing it, which is, you know, I've got to start teaching more one to many. This is not something that I will likely make money on. It's more about also my second motivation, which the first one is teaching one to many and mastering that. The second one is getting more clients in San Antonio, Texas. If you are in San Antonio, Texas, you are my people. We live here. This is our city. And I travel. I do. I travel a lot for my clients. You know, I have two clients that I travel quarterly for. So that's 8 times a year right there, right away, right? There's the speaking engagements. There's the other client trips that are more of a one-on-one consulting. There's the mastermind events. There's the events outside of the mastermind that I'm, you know, going as a participant. And then there's, of course, family events and everything else that you know, most people have. And so it's a lot of traveling, especially when you start maxing out your time for money. And so my whole thought process this past year has been, well, why don't I invest more in my local community, in my city, so that, all right, I'm making this investment in the city. I'm putting value into the marketplace. And eventually my clients will come from there because of the relationships that I built. Not because I did an event one time and got a bunch of leads and marketed and sold the crap out of them, right? A lot of my sales process, despite what I talk about on here, is organic, you know, because I'm in that position because I have, you know, somewhat maxed out my time for money, right? And so now I get to kind of pick and choose who I work with a little bit. And I get to do fun stuff like this that has a bigger impact than I could ever have, you know, one-on-one, right? And so it's going to be on July 12th and towards the end of the summer. The event's going to be all about recruiting, training, and scaling sales teams. The event's called Building Great Sales Teams 24. Who would have thunk it? Everything that I do has that title built into it. We're 79 days away or 11 weeks, depending on when you're listening to this. And it's very simple. If you guys have been listening since episode one, you've heard me say this a million times. We build great sales teams with Kodak. Those are the tenets by which we build sales teams on. And then the documents that support those tenets is basically most of what I do in consulting. I build those out for clients. We deploy them in the company, we assess, evaluate, and reassess, and make adjustments, and edit, and tweak. And then the next quarter, we do it again, right? And that, to me, is the foundation of building sales teams. Compensation, opportunity, development, operations, and culture. Those are the tenets that make up Kodak. And so I'm going to, in detail, break those down, break the documents down, teach you how to build them at this event. Now, I am not going to be the only speaker, though. And so I have comprised what I feel to be the best ROI in my circle. I don't need to go out and get these top name speakers and everything in order to have an impact in my local community with small business owners. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, that will attract more small business owners. But honestly, what the big names attract more than anything is solo salespeople. right? So if I were to bring in, say, a big name like Andy Elliott or something like that, you know, which, being honest, that's probably, and it, what it would cost to bring in Andy Elliott is probably my whole event budget. You know what I'm saying? And so that doesn't make a whole lot of sense logically, but in terms of strategy, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for me, because he's going to come in, he's going to sell tickets and everything. And if I was trying to make money at the event, I would get an Andy Elliott, because he's going to attract a lot of people. I would get a Brad Lee, or, you know, one of these other guys that has strong followings and can sell tickets, right? But that's not the case here. I want to help local business owners. And yes, obviously the ones that want to fly in and work on their sales programs with us at this event, I would love to have you guys as well. But I know what it's like to travel for something like that. And so I don't want to be the one that takes you away from your family. So I am marketing and running ads for San Antonio. Okay, so let's talk about who we're going to have there, the speakers. Okay, I'm very excited about this. You guys know, and I may have mentioned on the podcast, that I have been coaching for Winrate Consulting. I take an hour of my week every week, and I jump on the Small Business Academy call that Mike Claudio has put out for his clients, and it's for the entry-level piece of his coaching business, and then he is one of the best one-on-one coaches in the game. He comes from the construction industry. That's what he sold whenever he was doing business development, and he built teams in it. You know, so I know that Mike is uniquely qualified to talk to my audience that wants to learn about building great sales teams. But Mike is the keynote, not because of his experience or his knowledge. He's the keynote because of his ability to strike that thing that is holding you back. And I am the last person to ever say this, because I see it all the time on my social media feeds. What I do is I help you unblock the thing that's been holding you back so that you can step into your true self. You know, you see it all the time on social media, you see it all the time in Facebook profiles, and it's just downright annoying at this point. You know, everybody's using that same line, right? Mike's one of the people that can actually do it. Mike's one of the people that he did it with me. He held me accountable in a way that only he can do. He's very good at what he does. And to top it all off, he's amazing from stage. He feeds off the audience. He definitely gets to know them before he goes onto the stage. And he just strikes the audience hard. And so he's going to finish out the event. You're going to get tactical all day. Your brain's going to be done. And then Mike's going to close you out strong. So I'm very excited about having him speak. The next couple of speakers are guys that I work with day in and day out. And so Donnie Boyvine, he's one of the best business-to-business networkers that I know. And so I know that a lot of business owners are going to bring their teams to this event. And if they're selling B2B, Donnie's the one that you want to earmark. Okay, because he understands networking B2B like nobody I've ever encountered. He's the hybrid between B&I, the mastermind, the card exchange, you know, the networking events. He has got that all down to a science and art, and he's fantastic at teaching it. And what I love about Donnie is he's just a good old boy that is has a ranchette in Texas, and has baby goats, and it is very low key and is excited to pour into this audience. The next person, you've probably already known him. He's been on the podcast 3 or 4 times. He's one of my favorite guests to have because me and him vibe so well. It's Drewby Wilson. And Drewby Wilson is a few things. He loves to smoke meat. He is the meme lord. You know, I will always give him that title, and his brand is something I love to wear. You guys see me wearing the hat if you're watching on YouTube all the time. It's the Call to Damn Leads brand. He's got a fantastic mastermind where he talks about sales, the follow-up game, incorporating memes into your sales process, and it's super reasonable. He is amazing for, again, your individual salespeople, and he's also amazing for building sales systems that follow up properly, that you know, and he's built these out time and time again in terms of the drip campaigns, the nurture campaigns, the architect behind the system that filters your leads and brings the most convertible ones to the top, basically. And so he's going to walk us through some of his experience with that. But not only that, what I love about Drewby is he mixes in the growth and development into it. You know, he's tactical at the same time, he's mindset, and he mixes it all in beautifully. And all he really does is tell his story. And when you got someone that can walk up there, tell their story, and you can get four or five actionable items to take back to your business, that's what you want in a speaker, and that's Drewby. All right, the next two have an overwhelming amount of business and overwhelming teams. So the first one I'll speak about is Kaiser. He's a good friend from one of the masterminds that I'm in. I immediately, when I met him, I knew he's a player, and not just because he's the best dressed man I know, but because the questions he was asking our group were next level questions, and they were the same as the questions I was asking our group. So we were very much of the same mindset, and that's why we clicked right off the bat and we started trading experiences, trading ideas. And he has since skyrocketed in his business. He sold to private equity, did a multi-million dollar deal with them. And I venture to say close to nine figures, but he'll tell us that story. I'll let him tell us that. And he's in roofing, which is a large piece of my client base. So I know that they're going to get an insane amount of value from Neil. And this is where the abundance mindset really comes in, because Neil is stepping into that space where he's somebody that you want to go to for building great sales teams. And I can say that and know it's not going to take anything away from me. You know what I'm saying? He is definitely one of those people that if I wasn't a good fit, that he would absolutely be my next recommendation, along with somebody else that is actually going to be speaking at the event that I'll go over later. But our next speaker is Mark Bielik. Mark Bielik is fantastic. He is in the insurance game, and he's built teams selling insurance door to door. So you can imagine selling insurance and door to door. So he knows how to motivate people. He knows how to build out sales systems. He knows how to build out teams. He knows how to recruit them. And he is a powerful, powerful speaker. And I am so glad that I will be his first event outside of the insurance space, because I recognized it right away when I saw his content that he was putting out all the time. He belongs on this stage. And so we'll also get into a recruiting and sales system panel. These are all people that I work with every day. Maria Kirby, she's with the Elliott Group. Mike Bauer, he is with the biggest gun insurance company, marketing company in the U.S. Him and his teams have done over $150 million in sales in that space. Adam Kramer, he's an amazing client of mine. Every call we jump on, I learn a ton from him and his team, and I'm able to guide him and his young company. But he's going to talk about some recruiting systems that they have been just blowing it out of the water with. And then, of course, we got one of my good friends, Kai Logue, and he's going to walk us through all things AI when it comes to recruiting and sales systems. And then we got the door-to-door goats in the door-to-door sales panel. You got Ryan Goldman, another client of mine. Again, I know the numbers these guys are doing. I know the value that they can bring you because they're clients. David Taggart, he invited me to his roof camp event about a year ago, and I learned so much about the guy, and he's a fantastic speaker. He can command the presence in a room. I'm very excited about having him on the door-to-door sales panel. We got Gavin Yannis. Gavin Yannis is with Xero. You guys have heard me talk about Xero before, so he's going to bring, again, the AI to door-to-door. And then, of course, Jose Lopez. I've been working with side-by-side, literally in my San Antonio office, and visited him in Chicago, seen what he's built since we first met, which he's gone from the energy space all the way over to the rooftop solar space. And he's made that transition, and he's done it the right way, and he's timed the investments in his systems, and he's got a lot of experience now that he's able to bring to that stage and this panel. And so I wanted to walk you through the speakers and help you guys really understand, you know, what you're going to be paying for at this event. we're looking at a top-notch venue right now. We're trying to lock that in. If you guys are going VIP, you're going to get a Texas barbecue lunch. And if you're going general admission, you're going to get my BGST, takeaways PDF. So what we're going to do is we're going to utilize AI. We're going to record the whole thing. We're going to live stream it, right? And we're going to create a booklet from that, which is going to be a PDF of all the major takeaways of all the speakers. And we're going to dial that in, print that up, and get that sent out to you guys digitally or in a physical form or copy. Then, of course, we're going to have VIP tickets, which is going to give you my 2.0 course. I'm working on that right now. It's going to launch June 1st. And then, of course, VIP seating and then the barbecue lunch in the green room with the speaker. So you'll be able to network and chop it up with them and ask them those one-on-one questions that you didn't get to ask when they were on stage, right? And so, and then, of course, platinum. So this is the one I'm most excited about. I'm only allowing 5 spots. One has already been sold. And so this is obviously you're going to get all the VIP benefits of the event, but you're also going to get a platinum dinner with the speakers. We're going to go to a Brazilian steakhouse that I love. So if you get a platinum ticket, you're going to eat a lot of meat twice in one day. So I'm just warning you, eat your vegetables, be ready to go for that. And then, of course, you're going to get green room access for the whole day. You're going to get the sale or the same course, but most importantly, and this is where I feel like the real value is at, the next day, we're going to do a workshop of just that group. And I'm going to do 1 to 5, and I'm basically going to go through each person at the workshop and help you build out your sales program. And hopefully I think we have a few similar industries at the workshop. So in building out, we're going to be able to learn from each other. We're going to be able to mastermind together on building out these sales programs. It's not going to be these entry-level people at the Platinum Workshop. It's going to be people that have built sales teams, that have sales teams, and we're basically going to let iron sharpen iron at this workshop. And of course, I'm going to facilitate and lead that for those guests. So definitely wanted to walk you guys through that lineup a little bit. If you get anything from this episode, I'm not saying you need to go buy a ticket, but I am saying you need to follow these people in this lineup and start learning from them, because they're all content creators. They're all putting out amazing things, and they're all just like me. They give it away for free. And if you want them to do it for you, or you want them to coach you or consult you, then you got to pay them. But at the end of the day, we're making real impact by putting it out there and letting people take action on it for the do-it-yourselfers. And then giving you opportunities to do it with us or have us do it for you. And so these are the people that you want to follow. And we'll include their social media handles in the show notes, so you guys are able to do that if you're not following these people already. I want to say again, I appreciate you guys for all the time that you do take to listen, whether it's on your commute or because it's a solo episode, so Doug's going to get tactical. I need to write stuff down. Fortunately, you didn't have to on this one, at least not that much. If you're able to make it, I would love to see you guys there, especially if you're based in San Antonio. This is the event for you for sure. But if not, keep continuing to listen in. We've got some exciting things coming out for you guys and exciting guests coming on the show. We're going to be doing a podcast for each of our featured speakers, which were the first 5 that I walked through. And we're going to do a live podcast on this next one's going to be likely Thursday with Drewby at 7:25, but Wednesday's at 7:25. If we have it scheduled, we're going to do a live podcast then, and I'll make sure to get that posted and out for you guys. Appreciate you guys. And as always, let's get building.